Greetings once again in the name of Jesus this afternoon. I was trying to think from the book of Proverbs about verses that would relate to the message this afternoon on marriage. Today we live in a time in history when immorality is rampant. The breakup of the home is in catastrophic proportions. It's so common, it seems that it's hardly looked down on anymore. In the world around us, it doesn't seem that bad. There seems to be the attitude, if marriage doesn't work the first time, just try again. But that's not God's design. So I want to look a little bit in the Proverbs, what he has to say about the marriage relationships and immorality. So turn again in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. First of all, God has designed the home. And it is beautiful the way he has designed it. He said at first when he had a man created that it was not good for him to be alone. So he made a woman for his companion, and that was good. The home is good for the raising of children. Procreation is necessary for the continuing on of mankind. Godly homes are a benefit to society. In Proverbs 18, verse 22, it says, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord." Now that's a good thing, to find a wife, to establish a home, and that's God's design for mankind in general. Now, it is not God's specific design for every person to marry, but in general that is God's plan. And then go to the next chapter, in chapter 19 and verse 14. And there it says, "House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord." A prudent wife is a wise and understanding one. This kind of a wife is given by God. God is the one who gives a man his wife. And of course, God wants us all as his children to have a prudent one. To those of you young men who are anticipating having a wife someday, I think it would go without saying here, be sure to seek the will of the Lord in that matter. Now we have several verses in the Proverbs that talk about a wife who is not so prudent. She is contentious. And contentious means strife or contention or fighting. Maybe we could also include in that arguing or scolding or complaining. Turn now to chapter 27 and verse 15, and there it talks about a woman like this. It says, "A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike." I think you've heard a dripping before. Maybe we hear it more on a faucet than off of a roof, but drip, 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 and it gets on your nerves. She's a woman who is always nagging or arguing every time you say something. Is that like that continual dripping? And it gets old and irksome. Now turn over to chapter 21 and verse 19. And there it says, "It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman." So there you have that kind of a woman again. This proverb says it's actually better to be alone out there in the wilderness than living with that kind of a woman. To live with that kind of a woman is not pleasant. Now, go back up to verse 9 in this same chapter. It says, it is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Now, the word brawling there in the Hebrew is the same word as contentious. Back in Bible times there, Israel had their houses had a flat rooftop. And it says it would be better to dwell up there on that roof than to share a house with a fighting, contentious woman. The writer of Proverbs often uses the term the strange woman. A strange woman is one who is an harlot or an adulteress or one who is not your wife. Turn now to chapter 5. There are several passages in the book of Proverbs, and I want to read three of them this morning. Proverbs chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Satan takes what God has made for the good of mankind, and it's beautiful in its place, but Satan perverts it. He tries to make what is forbidden so appealing, like he did to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And we see this perversion in the world around us today. Chapter 5, my son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be as the house of a stranger, and thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? So here, in these verses, in this passage, the writer encourages the reader at the beginning here, pay attention to my wisdom. In verse 3, he says, the strange woman talks so sweet and smooth, trying to convince the would-be candidate to come and enjoy pleasure with her. But her end is bitter. Her path leads down to hell. Stay away from her. She will take your money and take your health. And then in verses 15 to 19 there, he encourages the man to enjoy what is his own by right. When you have children, they should be your own with your wife and not with strangers. And then he says to rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Be happy with her. With the one you married when you were young, that tells me it's a lifetime thing. Be happy with her, be glad for her, appreciate her. Don't just put up with her. It's a lifelong commitment. Now go to the next chapter, chapter 6 and verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned? I think the answer is obvious. No, you can't do that. So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Today, women expose their body, their beauty to the men around them in public. And it's also easy for men to be exposed to this by means of the cell phones these days. God says, lust not after her beauty in thine heart. To the man who is married or to the man who is not married. The neighbor's wife is off limits. You will get burned. You will be guilty. In the next chapter, in chapter 7, we have more in regard to strange women. The account of the harlot seducing the young man who was lacking understanding. She flattered him. He went after her like an ox going to the stall or going to the slaughter, not knowing that it was for his life. And then it says she cast down many, even including strong men. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. And the writer encourages us to be wise and not follow her. Now I want to read one more passage, and this is a much more beautiful passage. Turn to the last chapter of Proverbs, the virtuous woman. Beginning at verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant's ships, the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands lay hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. What a contrast to the previous passages that we have read. This woman, she fears the Lord. She works hard to take care of her family. She loves her husband. She does him good, not just for a few years, but all the days of her life. The husband and wife are faithful to each other. Her children are respectful to her, and her husband encourages her by praising her. May our homes today show forth God's beautiful plan and design for marriage, for family life, and family relationships. Let's stand for prayer. Thank you, God, for your good plan for the home that you have designed. Thank you for each one of the homes here today, and may you bless each home. May you help us to be a bright and shining light in this dark world in which we live, and have a godly home that will shine brightly. Bless our service today. Bless our brother as he brings the message. And then as the ministers gather together and make decisions afterward, we ask that you would be with them too. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.